Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. I'm Chewy, and I'm joined by Nina and Sergio to talk about all things Animal Crossing. In episode 244, we'll discuss the return of the show and what to expect in 2023. We'll catch you up with where we've been and what is going on in the world of Animal Crossing. But of course, it wouldn't be a show without a big main topic. We're going to talk about anything that we've acquired that is Animal Crossing related in the past half year, I guess it's been. Anyways, without further ado, hello, Sergio. How are you doing?
Hi, Chewy. Hello, everybody. It's nice to be back. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty awesome. How are you, Chewy?
Doing great. It's good to be back for sure. And then, hi, Nina. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Have a good year.
Nice.
Half year.
Having a good month.
Yeah, I guess it is a new year, right? New year, new Haken. Yeah. We're all back together again. The whole band is back to which I never went and saw your tweet.
You didn't. That's okay.
I'll look at it someday.
And it's rumored that every year begins with January. So if we're having a good January, we're having a good year.
Yeah,
that's true. Some years begin in April. Looking at you, Nintendo fiscal calendar.
Oh, wait, though, speaking of calendars, Sergio, this year's going to be our year.
Yes, yes.
Because we're rabbits. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no fair. I have to wait like 5 years for it to be my turn.
Yeah, baby.
Baby. Okay,
wait, well, that's cool. That's, tiger?
I'm glad we came back at the right time then.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get too far into the show, I wanted to tell you all what to expect from Haken this year. We're back. We're making some changes. Some things are going to be a little bit different. The biggest difference that you are going to experience is that we are going to record episodes once a month. That means we're going off of the weekly schedule. It mostly feels like right now, the Animal Crossing world is quiet. Like, we all know it. We all feel it. There's not too much going on. So we're just going to follow along that trend. We're checking in on our villagers once a month these days. Not too many people on the daily grind these days. So we figured it'd be a good time to change that. Another thing is just, like, for us, it just works our schedules right now. I think we need a little bit longer to put the show together and, you know, get hyped around some Animal Crossing things. I mean, we don't need too much to get hyped,
yes. But
we do need some time to recover between the shows. So once a month, this is the first episode of this month. We'll be back February, of course. So just expect the show to be on a monthly basis. The other thing, this isn't going to change. Same old us. We're back. We're all together again. I know Sergio was gone for a while. We were all gone for a extended amount of time, but now we're back. We all plan on being on this show every single month. So
yes,
you can expect to hear from all of us. The only other big change is really that I have decided to end Patreon. Not like it's going to just like disappear one day. It will still be around. I will just continue to remember to make it not charge anybody who's already on there. I have things I need to change right now for anybody listening live, but anybody who's listening to this, it'll still be around, but I'm not going to like plan on charging anybody anymore on there. If you do join, I'm looking into if there's like just free options for it, but I think you would have to pay like a dollar, but I'm just going to keep it to like that, just one-time dollar payment.
Oh,
but basically, if you want to get some stuff, because I, for months now, I've been sitting on some recordings that I want to release there, that I've just never edited together. I have two interviews with a couple creators, so really, really cool interviews for anybody who like wants to get into content creation and that sort of thing. So those just need to be edited and posted there, but I want to just like throw in some things here and there. I mostly just don't want to feel like the stress of having to meet any Patreon promises this time around. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, if you want to join, it'll be a one-time thing. Don't join now because the one-time things aren't set up yet. It should be by the time this show airs. I'll work on that. Nice. Yeah, outside of that, like that's it. That's all you need to know about the future of Haken. So I want to spend some time catching up with both of my good friends here, my dear friends. I'm so happy right now.
Yes.
What have you all been up to? Nina, what's been going on in your life? Catch me up.
I am working. I've got a nice new schedule this year that I'm liking a lot, and teaching some after school classes, one of which is a Nintendo class, which has been really fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah. We do like Nintendo crafts, and then if the kids are good, I let them bring in their Switches so they can just play Smash nice. Against each other.
Amazing. Do they beat you up at Smash?
No, I kill them. It's the best.
That's great. That's how we treat children here.
It's true.
At Haken.
I went to the eye doctor for the first time in my entire life.
Wow.
I got glasses now. That's fun. I'm still getting used to them.
Yeah, I feel like that's... I don't have glasses.
No, you don't.
My eye doctor is me testing my eyes against Jackie's, and I'm like, I can see that. Your eyes are corrected, and if I can see the same things you're seeing, then I'm probably fine.
Yeah, mine are like the smallest prescription you can get, but at night lights were kind of shiny for me, so I thought I should check just in case, make sure I'm not dying, you know, doctor stuff.
Cool. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
cool. Well, that's fun. Sergio, what have you been up to?
Not much different. You know, I'm still working. I got a raise. That was nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, since it's a new year, I'm kind of back to my New Year's resolutions and goals. I was doing pretty good last year, but then Splatoon 3 came out and it kind of... that's what those games do. You know, they take over your life and they break everything. And you love it. You appreciate it. You kind of expect it to. No, but I'm back. I'm working out pretty consistently, practicing guitar. I'm fasting too. I'm trying to do some extra weight and saving and selling some extra stuff that I don't need. So it's been a pretty good year. I've been very good with all my goals.
Awesome. Hitting the goals.
Yeah.
Starting the year strong. That's great. Cool. For me, I got a job. I'm back to full-time work. So
nice.
Yeah, just working as a copywriter full-time, trying to exercise, take care of myself, eat well, all that sort of thing. And outside of that, I was like, I'm gonna keep my resolutions simple, and I'm gonna start doing Haken again. Start just keeping it simple, working in little ways to get back into content creation, but definitely coming at it from the point of like, I've done the full-time work and content creation before. It's not easy. I'm not going to do that to myself again. So I'm just going to take it slow and live my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yeah, mostly that. That's where I've been over this time.
Nice.
But yeah. Okay. The next thing I wanted to ask both of you, this is very important because we are Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. What Animal Crossing things have you done in the past 5 months? Sergio, we'll start with you today.
Well,
or if not Animal Crossing, like whatever.
Well, for Animal Crossing, there's a couple of things. There's a pretty big miss on my part because Chewy, you were the best, and you reminded me to put out the stocking for Toy Day.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. And I remembered in the morning, and I loaded up the game, and then I remembered that there was a new Salmon Run wave going on.
No!
And then I thought, oh, let me go do that. I'll remember to come back, and I didn't.
No!
Oh, you missed it.
That's so funny because
I saw that tweet and was like, I need to remember to do that, so it worked for me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
I mean, wait, okay, so now I see the problem with both of you, because one, Nina, you totally restarted your island, probably don't have the jingle photo that comes from putting up the stocking.
Right.
And then Sergio, you just never got it because you keep forgetting. Yes. Well, then I'm the only one with the jingle photo here.
No, I've got it.
Do you have it now?
Yeah, because I saw your tweet and it reminded me to do it.
Oh, well, then that's good.
Nice. Yeah. So maybe next year or this year in December, I'll try to remember again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got this. I believe in you.
Thank you. The first part of doing anything is trying, so I'll try.
Yeah.
Excellent. Nice. You're at the first step.
Another thing that I did a couple of months ago, this is related to Nintendo Jump Podcast back when it was around. We were having like a tournament, but it was pretty unique. I might have mentioned this on another episode, but I'm going to go into a little more detail this time. And basically the tournament, you could make rules for any game you wanted, any challenge that you wanted to put to somebody else that was part of the tournament. And I made one about Animal Crossing. And the challenge was to write the meanest letter that you could to one of your villagers. And I won the challenge by a landslide.
Whoa.
So I wanted to read you the letter that I wrote. I don't remember who I wrote it to. It's a grayed out. But it said, "Dear whoever, hey, could you do me a favor? I have too many friends. Could you teach me how to be friendless, forgotten, and unwanted like you? Because you're a natural at it. Wait, who was this for again?"
Oh, no.
And that letter won. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. Truly, I would be devastated if I got that from you.
Wait, did you actually send it to one of the villagers?
Yes. That was part of the challenge. What? I don't know who has it. I don't want to check. I don't think it was Wolfgang. I really hope it wasn't him. I love him.
Oh. Did you pick like a random one to send it to? Or
I believe so, but I wish I had the original version that's not grayed out. I don't know. I don't know who it was for.
Man, ruthless. That's a really... Who did you play that challenge against?
I don't recall. They weren't that active on NJP, but they were part of the tournament, so it was awesome.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, that's a great challenge. Really creative way to play that one.
Savage.
Awesome. Nina, what Animal Crossing things have you partaken in the past 5 months?
Oh, I've been like deep back into the Animal Crossing train, and I've been playing Bergamot every day, and I especially enjoyed, you know, all of the fall things, like starting at the beginning of October through New Year's. I mean, Halloween is incredible, Harvest Festival is incredible, Jingles Day, Toy Day is incredible, and then I my special tradition of doing New Year's with Animal Crossing. I did that again this year. So
ooh, nice.
I just awesome. I love fall and winter seasons in Animal Crossing. It's getting to the point now where like there's not much happening and it's just snow, but that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. I find it really difficult when it's like not snowing anymore and it's all really bright outside.
Yeah.
That's the hardest time for me to play. I'm like, my eyes, they're burning.
Yes.
because the snow is so white.
Yeah, it
helps when the game's like overcast and actually like a little foggy and snowy. Yeah. It tones that brightness down. But yeah, so I probably won't be touching the game for like a month and a half. until that melts.
I've got Bergamot almost finished, feeling almost finished. You know, they're never actually finished. But I've also been playing through Happy Home Paradise again, and I just finished the restaurant, so it's been fun.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
We need Sergio, we need you to, to get through Happy Home Paradise.
This is the year.
Look. Did you make any more progress?
No, not since our last recording, but this is the year.
Okay, here's your new challenge. You have to beat it before I beat it a second time.
Okay,
so you're basically on. next month. You got to be done.
Next month? No, it'll take longer than that. It takes a while.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good. No, it's on.
Okay.
I'm excited. I like this challenge. Cool. Well, that's fun. For me, I definitely got into Animal Crossing like the late half of the year. Dropped off at some point because I had to cover some games for Twinfinite and play another game for another like a game club thing. But while I was playing, I was on that everyday train too. I was logging in once a day. I was redesigning all of Haken. I tore everything down once again. Not really everything. I kind of kept some things here and there. But I'm rearranging a lot of the houses and stuff like that. So a bunch of people moved back to the beach. Some have moved back onto the island since then, though. Like, I was making solid progress, but I'm taking it like 1 acre at a time now. I've almost completed the bottom row of acres of actual like manageable land, you know? So yeah, I've moved, let's see, 1, 2, 3 villagers off of the beach onto those little acres there. Yeah, slowly but surely making some progress. I've even moved Abel's sisters. I had a lot of issues with where they were in my town for a long time, and I was like, you know what, I need to completely change what's going on here. So I did that. I tore down every room in my house except for one. And the big thing there is mostly because like the Happy Home Paradise stuff added so many new things that we can do, and so I haven't redesigned anything with those yet because I have, like, whenever I log in, I do focus kind of on the exteriors, but I'm really excited to start doing all of the Happy Home Paradise, like, counters and the walls, like, the extra walls and the pillars and stuff like that. So I think that'll really change up how I have my rooms organized. So, yeah, very, very excited to play with that. But yeah, I'm doing a whole redesign. Everything you could possibly think of. I'm also like planning out what I want my villagers' places to look like. I've been having more conversations with them, trying to like get a better feel for their personalities, you know, and if they say anything like a little bit more distinct. And then I'll make note of that and be like, all right, this will be a cool thing to do for their house when I eventually remake it. So yeah, I'm making lots of plans for that. And then I can't tell you all the super secret part of my island that I'm working on. That might not even be on my island. Who knows? We'll see. There's going to be a super secret portion to my designs that will come to light at the end of it.
How would it not be on your island?
I don't know. You'll have to guess. It's an idea that I'm very excited about. But yeah, I really want to create a place that's a lot more cohesive than I've done it. I always really enjoy like those maps that I see on like Instagram and stuff where people commission their maps to get drawn, and they have little areas that are named special things and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I just want to have like little districts to my town, you know, and give it a little bit more character in that way, and like have areas that are built to be a little bit more specific than I had been making them in the past. So yeah, that's about it. That's what I'm working on there. Nice. I'm sure it'll take me the entire year to do because I'm taking it slowly. You know?
Exactly.
Not really rushing it, really focusing on like a layout first and foremost, and then decorating around that. And I really want to challenge myself to like work with the spaces that are set and not have to move people around too much, mostly because it saves a day, you know, of, oh, I moved them in right here, but I actually want them moved one block over.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I don't, I think if I run into that, maybe I'll do it, but maybe I'll just challenge myself to work with the space the way it is, you know? That way it just, I don't know, I feel like that's where a lot of the creativity stems from.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. Just for working with what you got. But yeah, I my real goal to when to have this ready is like I want it to be ready by like autumn. So it's a good chunk of time that I plan on spending on this, but I'm also like, I really want mushroom season and red leaf season to look good. So that's the goal. Yeah.
Wow. Summer's the best time for that.
It is. There's nothing going on there. I mean, I just said I'm not going to touch the game for like a couple weeks because the snow needs to melt. February, it's too bright.
Yeah.
Too sunny. Too sunny for that snow. Why can't it just get like dirty, like regular snow? Come on.
Yeah.
Ew, no.
I know, it would look disgusting. Gradually. Awesome. Okay. Sergio, I really love this next question from you. Why don't you take over here?
All right, so I asked us what we have been playing since it's been a couple of months, and there's been a couple of big games that came out. I did mention that I was playing Splatoon 3, and yeah, that took over my life for a couple of months when it came out. It's kind of mellowed down. I got to S+2 in rank mode, which is where I was in Splatoon 2. That's as far as I wanted to get. So I'm good with ranked mode anymore. I'm going to be doing the Splatfest still. But the thing that I do every wave, it's a salmon run. Because in Splatoon 2, I hardly ever played it. And I wish I had because it's so much fun. So yeah, I'm going to be playing salmon run. Oh, I don't know until when. I'm in love with that mode.
Good.
Awesome. Yeah, I've connected with salmon run in this one. In a way that I never did in Splatoon 2.
Nice.
Splatoon 2, I still don't think I'm that interested in Splatoon 2's salmon run mode. Mostly because I like the new kind of things they added. They made it a lot more difficult.
They did. This one.
That's one thing. It's like if you are struggling with salmon run in this game, it's hard. I'll tell you right now. It is a very difficult mode. But I like that part about it. Like, I like how difficult it is, and I like the throwing the eggs. It just like totally changes things for me, and I'm like, oh, this really helps me more than ever. I feel like the salmon run mode is helping me in like the competitive mode, mostly with like ink maintenance.
Yes.
Like, if I throw an egg, I know that's a bomb, basically. Like, I'm throwing. How do I get the most out of like the ink I have left here? And then, like, how do I survive, too? Like, being able to maneuver yourself and dip and dodge and dive and get out of the way. Like, there's so many cool, good things to learn from Salmon Run to survive and, I don't know, just be better with your ink management.
Especially when you're the only one left and you, like, you have to survive.
Yes. You've got to save people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I also got into the table turf mode that they added. That's like the new mode for this game. It's pretty good, and I believe they're adding online to it. It's kind of been rumored. There kind of been some data mining going on, so that's going to be awesome as well. Nice. Chewy, have either of you gotten into this?
Yes, I'm frustrated with it. I'm so bad at it.
It's tough.
I like it.
Really...
Yes, I love it. But I'm just so bad at it. I feel like I have to put in so much effort to make a good deck. And then even then, I'm just like, nope, I've still lost. I don't know. I don't know quite how to get the handle on it. But
yeah.
It's like Tetris chess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I love both of those things. I love both of those things so much, but I'm just, I want to spend more time with it and get better because I'm not good right now.
Well, we're going to be able to play against each other. So that's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be really cool.
Nice. You know, I also played Pokemon Scarlet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
are you into it? Do you love it?
I don't know if I love it. I'm glad I played it in the end. I had issues with the game. Like, I loved it at the beginning, and then the issues came up, and I was not very happy with the middle. But at the end, I said, you know, the Pokemon Company, all is forgiven. You delivered for the most part. I'm not going to play. I used to play them back to back, you know, because there's two games pretty much all the time. I'm not going to play Violet just yet. I want them to, like, do the updates and see how they iron out some of the issues, and then I'll play it, you know, maybe, like, next year or so. But, yeah, I'm glad I played it, and yeah, all is forgiven.
I mean, I kind of suspect they won't iron out too
many. I know. That's what I was
I don't know if they can. It just... It feels like a game that's going to be a little bit broken for the entirety, but we'll see. I think there's supposed to be like an update soon, right?
Right, oh, right. We'll next see. Month.
They got time, I guess. We'll see how it goes.
Nice. And you know, we're getting a new Fire Emblem game, I think in like 2 weeks or so, Fire Emblem Engage.
Mm-hmm, we sure are.
It's sounding pretty good, but I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play Three Houses because I didn't back when that came out.
Oh.
So I'm going to be playing the old one. And when Tears of the Kingdom comes out, I'm going to give Breath of the Wild another try. So I'm going to be like one generation behind or one game behind. But it's a way to catch up. And it's still topical. You know, everyone's playing Fire Emblem. I'll play the old one too.
You need to play Breath of the Wild. Just do it.
Yes.
It's so good. You'll have a great time.
I feel like Scarlet kind of eased me into open world because it's so simple and it's so fun. I did love that about the game. So I do anticipate having a better time in Breath of the Wild this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to tell you how I played. Hopefully, because I came at it at the same time too, where I'm like, I'm always overwhelmed with open world games because I get so distracted and I have to, I don't know, I just get like this completionist mindset where I have to see everything. And that often makes it feel a little bit difficult, you know, to get into a game, like truly get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I let that aspect of me guide me as I played Breath of the Wild. So what I did was I know a lot of people did the opposite of this, but I specifically would make it to a tower that unlocks a new little region. And then from there, I would just stay in that region. Like, I would not leave until I felt like satisfied with my exploration in that little spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt to me like really breaking down the game a lot in a more consumable way for me. So I didn't feel like overwhelmed with like, oh, because I know a lot of people just like ran straight to the towers right at the beginning, unlocked the entire map, and then started doing their thing, right? I could never, I would not have gotten through the game with that. Like, for me, it really helped to just like stick to a region, do as much as I wanted there, and then be like, okay, I need to go to this next spot now. Let me go explore that. Mm. So, yeah, it just made it more consumable for me, and it was a really nice way to play.
That makes much sense.
Let me know when you... I guess you're going to probably do it when Tears of the Kingdom comes out, right?
Yes, in May. Because, yeah, I'm definitely going to give that approach a try. It sounds so much better for like someone that is not like an expert at open world games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I want to start playing it again a little bit earlier, but I specifically want to do like a horse run on it where I only go to places I can reach with my horse.
Oh,
look, so. I was about to say, you need to play it the way I played it, Sergio, which is just Dream Barbie Horse Ranch, where all I did was catch horses. and find different colors horses. Ooh. And unlock saddles and find more powerful horses and then go back and see if the horses with spots were different than the horses without spots. Like, it's just incredible. No. The horses are incredible.
So if I ask you if you have fun, you're going to say, of horse.
Of horse I had fun.
Nice.
I love it. Yeah, I think that would be my approach with this game, honestly. I'd go all horse on this one.
Yes, I highly suggest it.
Awesome. Sergio, is that all of them?
Yes, that's all. It's been that's about it. But yeah, Splatoon 3, that was the big highlight of the end of last year, or the second half of last year.
Listen, you know who you're talking about. This too. Like, I get it.
Yes.
I've been on that Splatoon 3 train the whole time.
Nice.
Love it. I played just before we got on recording. I was like, cool, I'm set up. I've got 10 minutes. I'm going to play around before we record here.
Yes.
I get it. Cool. Nina. Mm-hmm. Sergio asked you a question. What you been playing?
Oh, bunch of little things. I haven't other than Pokemon Scarlet, which I actually beat for the first time ever. Usually when I play Pokemon games, I catch a bunch of Pokemon and I explore all the towns and everything, but I never do the Elite Four just because, like, I've made it to the Elite Four. I guess I'm done. I don't have to actually beat them. But this time I beat them, and then I did the Crater World stuff too. I'm in the middle of after game stuff now. But it's been fun to actually play all the way through with this one. I've really enjoyed Pokemon Scarlet. And I haven't come across a whole lot of bugs. Like, every once in a while the camera clips through a cliff or whatever. But it has not really affected my gameplay very much. But I've also dipped my toes and I beat A Little to the Left. That one was super fun. I played Fall Guys a lot over the summer, and I tried some Ooblets again, and I tried Disney Dreamlight Valley, which I want to play more. I've just been too into Animal Crossing to give it enough of a chance.
I'm about to enter my Disney Dreamlight Valley era.
Oh.
Yeah, I literally just bought it today on Switch because it's the last day that it's on sale.
Because I
was playing it on Xbox Game Pass. I don't have Game Pass at the moment. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get it on Switch and play it there, because it's so easy to just turn on really quickly, play some games, you know. So
yeah.
I'm about to just go all in on that game.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll pick it back up again.
Mm-hmm. Play together.
Yeah. I also was really big grown up. And went and got a library card for the first time in my adult life. I had a library card when I was little and I used it all the time, but I just kind of started buying books instead. But then I got a Kindle. Does this count as games I've played? I've been reading a lot of books on Kindle. And you can get your Kindle to sync with your local library, and then you can download free books from the library onto your Kindle. It's incredible.
Wow.
So that's been fun.
That changes things. That's awesome.
Right? It's cool. My mind was blown when I figured that out. And I I was a huge reader when I was little, and then I kind of dropped off as an adult, but I feel like I'm back into it now. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Awesome. Cool. For me, I played so many things. Obviously, I went over the Animal Crossing stuff. I guess I should say the games that kind of forced me to drop off of Animal Crossing were, I was doing a review for Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope for Twinfinite. So I had that game a week and a half early, and so was playing through that as quickly as possible to review it and everything. Wonderful. They improved everything from the first game. First game is so good. This one's just that much better. Amazing stuff. And then also Persona 5 Royal. I got that on Switch, and mostly I got it because I'm doing a game club with my friends at Flip Screen Games, and We were going to record actually today as we're recording Haken, but they a couple of people needed some more time to get through the next section, and I'm just like, come on, I want to keep playing, like, get to it so we can go. It's great. It's just a really great game. Very anime, very story driven, all around good time.
Some people are like huge fans of that game, right?
Right.
I get it. I totally get it now. I had a friend in college who we saw him playing like Persona 4 Golden on like his PS. I guess which one did that come out on? PSP?
I think it was the Vita.
Vita. Yeah, it was the Vita. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're just really into this game. And he was like, yeah, it's amazing. You should play it. And I was like, yeah, maybe one day. I that day is coming because it's going to come out on Switch pretty soon. But I'm playing the fifth one right now. And I'm already like, all right, I'm a fan. I love this series. Great stuff. Outside of that, been on that Splatoon 3 grind, Sergio.
Yes.
I made it to obscenely like S+22 or something like goodness. That.
Wow.
I love ranked mode. X battles, I hate them. I lose so much. But I just keep putting myself through it. So that's where I spend my time in Splatoon 3. No. But also, like you said, Salmon Run. I love it so much in this game. And I just want to get better at it. I'm not very good. I still die too much, I feel. did the Pokemon Scarlet thing, like both of you. I caught them all. I completed that Pokedex.
Whoa, nice.
Mostly because I wanted the shiny charm, but since I got the shiny charm, I've not found a shiny, and it drops my interest completely, and I'm just like, aww. Nope, I'm not touching this game anymore. So I honestly, a lot of the motivation was kind of the Pokedex. If I did shiny hunting stuff, I think I'd rather do it with like friends, because I know people can go and make the shiny sandwiches together and that sort of thing. So I think if I did shiny hunting, I'd do that with like friends and just ignore it otherwise. A fun game. I had a great time with it. When's the next generation? Give me that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm ready for the future.
I really enjoyed some of the new Pokemon in this game. I think that's really got me into it.
The designs are wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm a Belly Bolt fanatic.
Oh,
I love
Belly
Bolt. I caught a shiny Tadbulb. That was my first shiny that I caught. And it was, I want another one because I'm like, I can't evolve this one. I got to get another one so I can evolve that one and have a shiny Belly Bolt on my team. Because I want one of each.
Oh, did you see that Belly Bolt's eyes are actually his nostrils? Did you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so you've got to watch his animations carefully. Like, you know, he's got those big, huge eyes on the side of his head, right?
Right, right.
Uh-huh. Those are his eyes.
Those aren't his eyes. Blinks are the little dots in the middle that are his nostrils.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I'm going
to
watch it.
You have to
watch it.
You have to.
That is so weird.
It's so funny.
Amazing. Okay. You're blowing my mind here. I really didn't know.
I'm so glad I could tell you.
Yes. I love that. Okay. Ooblets. Nina, get back on Ooblets. I loved every minute of it. Gleamies are better than shiny Pokemon. Hands down. They are so much better because, first off, Ooblets, they have two different variations in colors instead of just the one. So you get three different Ooblet colors. But the Gleamies, they literally sparkle and shine as you run around. They leave like streams of light. They're amazing. Incredible. All the Ooblets follow you. Only one of your Pokemon follows you, and kind of poorly in this game, honestly. You throw it out and then you get too far and it's like, nah, let me ride the Pokeball. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
You know? So yes, the Pokeball, shiny Pokemon, not as good as Gleamy Ooblets. That's it. finally, this was I think the third Halloween since Luigi's Mansion 3 was out. I only play this game in October.
Oh, wow.
And so this October was finally the one nice. That I beat Luigi's Mansion nice. 3. It was fun.
Oh,
good
was.
Time.
Yes.
Overall. Xenoblade Chronicles 3, still on it. Still, it's such a long game. I mean, I guess if I put as much time into that as I did into Splatoon 3, it would have been done years ago. But I'm not, so I'm still chugging away. I played a bit of Harvestella. I actually like it. It's a really weird story that it has. Starts off a little slow and stuff, but I've gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, I see how all of these mechanics are kind of fitting in. Definitely more leans more toward the action side than like the farming sim side.
Mm-hmm.
But the action side really gives me like updated Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles vibes. And so I like that a lot. So that's what I enjoy about it. I definitely want to keep playing it. And just haven't because I was on the Persona 5 thing for so long.
Right, right.
And then the last little thing I want to give a shout out to is Dicey Dungeons. It's a little indie game that came out like a couple years ago. Really great reviews for it. But I saw it on sale for like $1.99. And then I had like 100 gold points. And I was like, yeah, I'll pay a dollar for this. And is one of the best dollars I've ever spent. It's such a cool little game. It's basically like you roll some dice, you get some attacks and that sort of thing, but they do so many variations with that it just keeps it so interesting. I don't know how to explain it, but it's fun. If it's on sale again, I recommend it. So yeah, I guess that's all our what we've been playing since we last spoke with all of you. It's been a long time, but this is an Animal Crossing show after all. So let's get into our big main topic for today. Have you acquired any recent Animal Crossing related products? Sergio, this is a topic you came up with. I really liked it because I felt like it fit into another topic that I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Which has to do with something that we both bought.
Yes.
We'll get into that. And then Nina, I know this fit really well with you because you've had some struggles with this.
Yes.
So I'm really excited for both of you to go into it. Who wants to start?
Probably not me, because mine is not exciting.
Okay. Right. I can start then. So yeah. I believe this was last month. There was a KK Slider Christmas tree ornament that came out kind of out of nowhere, I want to say. And it just came out and it was like available now and already shipping via Amazon Prime like quickly. So it just came out of nowhere and it's awesome. I got it. It has music. You can hear KK playing and it's very detailed. It's pretty big. It's very, very nice.
I got it too. It's from majestic. Hallmark.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the 2023 Hallmark Animal Crossing. Last year, I got last year's too because it was on sale and it was Nook in his little tropical shirt. So I got both of them this year too.
Nice.
Did they have an Isabelle one before then? Or have they just done the Tom Nook and KK Slider so far?
I feel like they did have Isabelle and I didn't like the way she looked. Let me double check.
I mean, if they haven't, I'm pretty sure she's next, you know, down the line.
They do have her. She came out with Nook last year.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gotta get the whole set.
But they don't sing like KK sings.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. That's special thing with KK Slider for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. And then to stay on brand... Well, I didn't get this, but I got it. Let me explain. I didn't buy it, but I got it from a friend. I got a KK cushion, you know, like a pillow, the one that it's KK's head, the big cushion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw those at Target, I think.
Yeah. Technically, I had one, but I didn't want to use it because I just wanted it to be like on display. So my friend said, okay, I'll get you another one so you can actually use it. And I do use it. It's awesome.
That is awesome. They have a lot of really cool ones at Target. There's like a Flick one that's Ooh. Been there.
Oh.
And that one's really cute. But they're really soft, nice and squishy.
Yes.
I like the feeling of them. I've seen Tom Nook, I've seen Isabel, I've seen the KK one, and I've seen Flick. I don't think I've seen any others outside of that, but I've been tempted every time I saw them.
I would love a Flick one. That's
yeah, that sounds so interesting for Flick.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but definitely not least, and this leads to more of a discussion from you, Chewy. I got the New Horizons official soundtrack volume 2. And I also got the vinyl that it's the vinyl record for KK songs. I haven't used it because my turntable, I don't have it set up. It takes a little too much room for my room. So I haven't used it. I have it, of course. And then it came with like a little booklet with very nicely printed cover arts or printouts of KK's music covers. It's awesome. It looks awesome. It smells amazing. I love the smell of paper, so I definitely had to smell the printouts. And it's an awesome set. Great soundtrack. We finally have the almost complete soundtrack. And there's a little bonus on this soundtrack that Chewy's going to tell us about. I've been so excited to hear about this, Chewy.
Have you gotten to see it?
I have not. I have not.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. Okay. Yes. So, like Sergio said, I also bought the original soundtrack, Volume 2. We both have Volume 1 as well. There's still some music missing, so we'll see if that ever comes out. And I did pick up the KK vinyl as well, which is great.
Nice.
Also, I have not listened to it because I actually don't have a record player, and I've been meaning to get one for a while. the big thing... The big reason that I was really interested in the original soundtrack volume 2 was because it had a DVD in it. And that confused me. I was like, why is there a DVD in here? What is on this thing? And I remember sending it to Tab at some point and seeing if she could translate like anything off of this for me. I don't know. I don't remember if we got a solid translation on what was on the DVD at all, but I was like, all right, I'm getting it anyways. At some point I'll be able to watch this thing. So got the DVD, went to put it into the Xbox that I use as my DVD player at the moment, and then I expected this. The DVD was region locked. It's a region 2 DVD. So I was expecting it to not play, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. Let's see what happens. That's what happened. Then I was like, okay, what do I have on me that could possibly play this thing? And I went through a couple options, but then I remembered I have my very old MacBook Pro from like, when did I get this thing? I think it was like a 2009. MacBook Pro, Ooh. Real old, one of them that still had the DVD drive, but I remembered specifically that one lets me change what region it plays DVDs from.
Nice.
And the problem was I didn't know where the charger for it was because it's complete the battery does not work for this thing. It has to be plugged in to be on. And so then I remembered, wait, Jackie also had this model of MacBook. So I dug through the closet. Eventually I found like her old laptop and box and everything. Pulled all of that out, managed to find a charger in there. So, finally, I have a DVD player that can play this thing, and I can put it in. Let me tell you, you are about to be underwhelmed. So this DVD that came in the original soundtrack, Volume 2, it's hilariously underwhelming. It's 4 different versions of the morning exercises. the morning stretches. They do one in the spring, they do one in the summer, They do one in the autumn. They do one in the winter. There's something after that, but I'll give you some details here. The spring day has some cherry blossoms. Pretty nice. The summer time, they actually chose a Sunday in August during the fall of the fireworks.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So that was interesting for that setting. The autumn day, they had like pumpkins and stuff around. The plaza was decorated, so that was, it looked like it was Halloween because Jack was there. So they did do it during that one. And then the winter day, it was snowy. There was some festive kind of items around the plaza. I think it was Toy Day as well because Jingle was in attendance for this one. This was the only one for some reason I thought to write down who was there. There was Orville, Wilbur, Jingle, Isabel, Deli, Norma, Cap'n, and Willow. Those were the characters that were in that one. Mm. So yeah, I mean, it was four different versions of the morning stretches, but there was something afterwards, and I wish I knew Japanese in this point because it does skip to a scene of KK Slider talking to you. A special message from KK Slider. It's all, like I said, though, it's all in Japanese. Like, I can make out some of the characters, but I don't know what they mean all put together. You know what I mean? So I don't know what he says. He plays guitar a little bit, kind of does his little like intro riff thing. It's cute. And then he does play a little concert. He performs, of course, New Horizons, the KK Slider song. Nice. And the scenes are a little bit different. There's one, like, one stood out to me, and it seems like he's on a stage at some point, but it didn't seem like the Happy Home Paradise stage. It just seemed like a... it didn't seem like a recognizable area in the game. It kind of gave me the vibes of, like, if any of you watched the KK Slider concert where he opened up for, was it Off the Hook?
Oh, yeah. That he did. The Squid Sisters?
Yeah, it might have been the Squid Sisters. I think it was the Off the Hook one for Splatoon 3. It was Off the Hook from Splatoon 2. Marina and Pearl, right? So it looked like the kind of that stage, but that's it. That's what's on the DVD. I think the whole thing's like a little over 11 minutes long. But the strangest thing to me is, like, I don't think there's really a difference in the music for the morning stretches depending on the season.
Right. So is it kind of the way you see it in the DVD? Is it how you see it in the game? There's like nothing added to them.
Yeah, it's literally the same angle from the game, and I'm like, wow. I've seen this a lot.
Weird.
But I'll say it. The thing I'm most interested in is, like, I'd want to know what KK Slider says.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I texted him because, you know, him and I are pretty tight, and he says it's a teaser for the next Animal Crossing game, but it's just a teaser, so he cannot really go into details. He already got in trouble as it is. So,
snuck that into the DVD without telling anyone. Makes sense. So we're not allowed to know what KK Slider tells us in that moment, but he says something. but yeah, that's the DVD. Outside of that, I've got some stories about some acquisitions, some recent Animal Crossing acquisitions. The big one, a lot of you know this, I have all the amiibo cards. Every Animal Crossing amiibo card, they're in my possession. Even some, like, Japan-only amiibo cards that never came out in other places except Japan. So I have them all. The thing that I don't have, because they still, to this day, have not released them in the States, the Animal Crossing amiibo binders. Those did not come out over here, and there's five of them. I'm going to tell you, I have four of the five now.
Nice.
I have four of the five. So here's how it went down. I got a really nice message from somebody on Twitter who said they were getting rid of their Animal Crossing binders and asked if I wanted them. And I was like, of course I want them. Let me compensate you for them. But they absolutely refused, to the point where I could not say... Basically, they said, listen, if you don't accept these, they are literally just going to go into the garbage.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they forced me to take them. They sent me the first two Animal Crossing binders. And then from there... it became a daily thing for me to go on eBay, look and see if there were any available at a price that was not $200, yeah, like all of them were listed.
Oh my gosh.
And it never happened until this one day I just happened to stumble upon a tweet where somebody was like, hey, they restocked these in Australia today. Whoa. And then... I quickly went to eBay and found a listing for them much cheaper from somebody who clearly went and bought a bunch of them to resell. Because, I don't know, I made a fool of myself for sure, where some people had them listed for $200 and I was like, I'll give you 70. That's it. and the response was like, you got to be kidding, right? Like they were not happy with my offer. And I was like, this is what I'll pay you. That said, the person who bought a bunch of them in Australia, they did list them for a reasonable price. I think it was like $75. And wow. So I was like, yes, this was more of what I was looking to pay for them, because I know how rare and how expensive they are. So I managed to get the last two, the next two, I should say. So Series 3 and Series 4 are in my possession. I will say, I still don't have Series 5, that book, but I do have it. When that one came out with the Series 5 amiibo, a friend of mine, Steve, from Flip Screen Games, he bought one for me.
Ah, okay.
So it's at his place, and I've given him my mailing address, and I haven't been bothering him because I know he got COVID and he's recovering. Aww. And that sort of thing. And I've been there. I understand. So I'm like, yeah, just send it whenever, but I'd really love to have it.
Nice.
All the binders, I have them. I don't have them, but I have them. and that's it. I officially consider my collection complete. Like,
yes.
Once that last binder.
That's amazing.
Because I honestly never thought I would get my hands on these things. I thought I'd go my whole life and be like, nope, I never got those. But now I do, and I'm like, I think I'm done. I think I'm officially done. I have literally all the cards, all the binders. I even have unopened packs of every series, one of each, because I was like, I decided that was something that would be necessary. It's not, but for some reason I did that. So
wait, I got the next challenge for you. You gotta go back and get all the e-reader ones for the GameCube Animal Crossing.
I mean, yes. Like, this is getting me into the next part. It's perfect, perfect segue into that. I did go back home recently. I was on a mission to find the... This is so dumb. I found the microphones that came with Mario Party 6 and Mario Party 7.
Oh, nice.
I really wanted them, and I knew I had some because I got those games with them. But they were in my parents' place, and I was like, I'm going to go and dig through all of the things. It took me like 2 hours to dig through all the stuff and find them. But that said, along that path, I did find an e-reader that my brother had. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to use this e-reader on the GameCube game. I do have a decent stack of the e-reader cards. Mayor Mori actually sent them to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was like, I have a bunch of extras. Do you want them? And I was like, yeah. So I think I sent him a calendar, and he sent me the e-reader cards. And
like,
I'm very happy with this trade. Thank you. So I have some. I can use them. But it does... Mayor Mori has an amazing card, Animal Crossing card collection. He has all the, maybe all of the e-reader cards. There might be some he's missing, but he has a big amount of them. Oh. And then he also has like these really cool gummy cards, which are like basically like parts are transparent and you can make little rooms with them. It's hard to explain. He has a really cool video on them that I recommend checking out. But his card collection, far more impressive than mine. I just have the amiibo. He has like all of the stuff and then some. But anyways, e-reader cards, Sergio, yeah, you're probably right. That might be my next, my next expedition here. This said, while I was digging through my house, I did happen upon something that my brother actually got me a long time ago. But back in the days of Club Nintendo, when Nintendo actually gave us really cool things, not this cheap stuff on my Nintendo that's no good. Club Nintendo, they had a lot of really cool physical collectibles that you could order from there. And one of them was like an Animal Crossing playing card set. So these are like, you know, like a regular set of playing cards, your 1 through 10, Jack, King, Queen, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I had one that was Animal Crossing, and it's like the Wild World cards.
Yes.
The cover that it's in is a little dirty, but the cards themselves are still in really good condition and stuff. So I'm sad about the cover being not too perfect. But the rest of it is, I'm like, well, that's fine. I'm nice. Okay with that. So that was a cool little discovery. And then I did buy the My Nintendo Brewster t-shirt, the brown one. Actually, I put it on my wish list for Christmas for my Secret Santa. So my Secret Santa actually got it from me.
Nice.
Aww.
Yeah, and I wear it here and there, and it's nice. I like it. It's very soft. But yeah, that's all of the Animal Crossing stuff that I've gotten.
That's Nina. Awesome. That's a good amount.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Lots of little discoveries. Lots of things.
Yeah.
That were very happy for me, at least.
Well, and I didn't realize those binders came out in Australia. I thought they were EU exclusive.
I think it was basically just Australia and Europe. I don't think they came. Right. And I'll tell you, like, I had a point. I was in Spain, and I saw them all, and I didn't get them. Wow. Because they weren't going to fit into my suitcase.
Right. No.
And so I left them behind. So at some point I had seen them. I had them in my hands and it was a real possibility for me. But nope. Didn't get them then. But now I have them and I'm happy about that.
It worked out.
Yeah. Nina, we talked about what we got. Do you want anyone to talk about what you didn't get?
Talk about what I didn't get. Okay. Well, I did get the Hallmark ornament also, but and I think I just looked them up. They're still on sale if anyone wants to get one after the fact. but I was so excited when Nintendo came out with their like Roost line of merch. How long ago did that come out? I'm trying to find it online, and now I can't even find it. But it is incredible merchandise that, like, was my dream come true of, like, all Brewster-themed, all Roost-themed, all coffee-themed items. Mm. And I was like, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy a lot of that. But just had to wait a little bit because, you know, I was spending money for Christmas and stuff. So I didn't have anything extra in my wallet. So I waited thinking that they would restock. And then I called the New York City store, the Nintendo store there, because my brother and my cousin both live there. And I talked to someone on the phone and they were like, oh, no, we don't have any of that right now. I don't know when it's coming in. I don't know if it will, but we've been sold out for a long time. I was no. And then my cousin went in person and FaceTimed me as he like walked around the store, which it was so crowded. I was like claustrophobic just watching him walk around, and he showed me all the Pokemon stuff and he showed me all the Animal Crossing stuff. And then he found an employee and we were like, do you have any of the Brewster coffee theme stuff? Do you please, like the two of us are asking on the phone and in person. And they're like, that was a limited run. It is not ever going to be restocked. Which is devastating to me. Why would they ever do that? They could make so much money. I don't understand. And this is like what disappoints me so much about Nintendo and Animal Crossing in the United States. Like, why does that need to be a limited run? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Especially when we see like Japan just consistently get like all of this stuff, and it seems like it's just like available there if you go.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we need to do, Nina. We just need to go to Japan.
Oh, yeah, because I can't afford a trip to Japan, even though I can't afford a coffee grinder from eBay, from a reseller.
It's not a trip to Japan. It's a shopping trip to Japan.
No sleeping.
It's just, you know, groceries and stuff.
Off
the
plane.
Nothing too bad.
Shopping on the plane.
Yes.
I just, like, and they're such beautiful merch pieces too. Like the coffee grinder is like made of real wood and steel or whatever, you know. It was beautiful.
I seen pics. I Cora managed to get one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, looked beautiful. Looked
it was
really
right
good.
Up my alley. I shouldn't have waited. I don't know.
That's
I was trying to be
how
good.
Many times have I told you, like, don't wait on this stuff, just get them. Yeah, but you could be happy.
It's true. Money buys happiness.
It does. That's the only way to get by in this world. To be happy.
And what hurts even more is that, like, I bought myself a nice little coffee maker over the summer to make personalized coffee because I'm a huge tea drinker, but also used to be a barista, so I I like coffee also, and just never made any because the only coffee maker I had was a little pink Hello Kitty coffee maker. It's like just made from plastic. So I treated myself to a nice coffee maker, and then was like, oh, I could have a bean grinder and really be bougie about it. And I was like, oh, there's a Brewster bean grinder. You know, my prayers have been answered. And then, nope, couldn't get it.
It would have been perfect for you.
I know. They are on eBay, but they're from Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm telling you. Let's just go to Japan.
Okay. My birthday's coming up. Maybe I'll find it for my birthday.
Perfect. I did drop a link for you. You can at least get this little Brewster coin purse.
This coin purse is something that I saw when my cousin was walking around on FaceTime. I was like, oh, cute. Coin purse of Brewster. Pick that one up, Sam. How much is that one? Maybe that'll be my Christmas present. He picked it up. $20 for this coin purse.
Oh, wow.
It's tiny. And Sam holding it was even like, it doesn't even feel well made. Like, it should be $5. I don't. Anyways, I did see that coin purse. It's funny that you looked at
it. Here's the thing, though. It doesn't just have Brewster's face on it. It is Brewster's face.
Well, and on the inside, it's like lined with his little wallpaper scalloped, you know, design. The, like green and brown scalloped. It might even be tile, not wallpaper. It is cute, but $20. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I'm really surprised. I definitely was eyeing a lot of that stuff. It went quickly, though.
It did.
I think a lot of people, that teacup would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe next year? I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a shame. You can get
that story.
Well, yeah, next time. Next time there's something good, just like tell me that you want it, and I'll be like, Nina, just get it. Like, it's going to go away.
That's excellent. We should all do that.
Just like always be ready to take out a new credit card for an emergency like this.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I remember when I saw those Sanrio cards for like $20. Yeah. Bucks. And then they were like 200 for years after that.
Right?
Yeah. Kids don't know how lucky they are that they could probably go into Target right now and see them all.
They're all stocked. $5. They're all stocked there.
Yeah. Easy money. But Nintendo doesn't want money ever.
No.
They're like, forget it. We don't need your money. We just want to have this be only in the hands of the few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're part of the bourgeoisie.
That's just Nintendo. Well, this was a lot of fun. Thank you both. I'm glad to be back. It'll be fun to check in with you all every single month. I mean, obviously, we all talk more than that and check in with each other. But yeah, I hope everyone had a good time with this. We're happy to be back. We're happy to get the show going again. But yeah, I guess, is there anything you both wanted to say to everyone?
Hi. Thanks for sticking with us, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good point, Ina. And yeah, it's awesome to be back. And it feels like it's going to be different. I mean, like Chewie said earlier, New Horizons is kind of mellowed down.
Yeah.
So we're going to have different topics, different ideas of things to discuss. But, and I think this is one of the best things, if you think about it, we're going to be ready for the hype train for the next game, or even if it's a spinoff. Like, it's going to be awesome to like feel that excitement again.
Mm-hmm. And they're still working on that Animal Crossing rhythm game where you join KK Slider's band and play music with them. It'll be great.
It would be. Look, yeah. Get Uncle Tendo on that for us, Chewie.
I will. I'll go to my office right now and say, do it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. We'll be back next month. And in the meantime, why not redecorate a room in your home? Just tag us at Haken Podcast on Instagram or Twitter and show off your creation. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.